Hi, this is Steve Lord from the North Carolina Reading Service. This is the Raleigh Visually Impaired Program newsletter for the month of April 2021. The VIP newsletter is provided by the Raleigh Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources Department, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. You can reach them at 919-996-2147 or by email at sris@raleighnc.gov. We're going to listen to the April in-person programs, the April virtual programs, and then the Know Before You Go section on the in-person programs, and the Know Before You Go section on the virtual programs, in that order. Starting with April in-person programs. The Quest Adult Day Program. This is for ages 22 and up. Quest is an adult day program for individuals with disabilities who are interested in daytime recreation, healthy living, and community engagement. Participants engage in various themed activities, including visits from specialists. Participants who are able to work within a small group setting, manage personal care, and follow basic rules of safety and interaction are invited to join. Staff facilitation and supervision is provided on a 1-staff-to-5-participant ratio. Individuals who require more support may attend with a personal assistant. Additional paperwork is required. The days are Tuesdays and Thursdays. Time is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is the Five Points Center for Active Adults. Tuesdays in April are April 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. There's a $125 cost for residents or non-residents. The dates on Thursday in April are the 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. There is a cost for the Thursday programs of $125 for residents and non-residents alike. Again, the program runs from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Art Time. Join us to create some unique, one-of-a-kind art on the fourth Monday of the month. Each class will focus on a different theme, and various types of materials will be used. Materials will be provided. An instructor will be available to facilitate and assist participants at a ratio of 1 to 5. Individuals requiring a higher level of support may attend with a personal assistant. For more information, call the office at 919-996-2147. The date is April 26th. There's a $24 cost. The time is 6:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Location is the Hill Street Community Center. VIP Bingo. Join us the fourth Wednesday of the month for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Transportation will not be provided for this program at this time as well. For more information, call the office, 919-996-2147. The date is April 28th, the time 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. There's a $4 cost, and the location is the Top Green Community Center. Monthly meetups. Join us each month for these drop-in opportunities. No transportation is provided. All participants must meet on-site. Shelley Lake Hike is the first monthly meetup. Come join us as we hike the paved trails around the beautiful Shelley Lake. Precautions will be followed with temperature checks, social distancing, and masks are mandatory. The date is April 10th at 2 p.m. Location, Sertoma Art Center. There's a $5 cost for this program. Another monthly meetup is Singo in the Park. Join us in the park while we play in a new and fun game called Singo, a.k.a. Music Bingo. Don't forget to bring a personal, labeled water bottle and dress accordingly. Precautions will be followed with temperature checks, social distancing, and masks are mandatory. The date is April 24th from 10 a.m. until noon. Location is Dorothea Dix Park. Cost is $10. Again, review the Know Before You Go prior to registering. That's coming up later in this podcast. Now for the SRIS virtual programs for April 2021. Virtual Game Night. This is for ages 15 and up. Get your game faces ready. Join us as we participate each week in a variety of games like charades, name that tune, bingo, hangman, and so much more. Each session will be a unique game night full of fun. The game nights are Monday nights, April 5th, that's 7 p.m. Registration deadline is April 3rd. Next Monday, April 12th at 7 p.m. Registration deadline April 10th. Next Monday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Registration deadline April 17th. Virtual talent show. This is for ages 15 and up. Have a hidden talent and want to share it with your friends? Show us your unique talents at our virtual talent show with your peers. Creative award titles will be given to each participant after the show has ended, so make sure to wow us. The date is April 30th at 5:30 p.m. The registration deadline is April 28th. Next, virtual fitness. This is for ages 6 and up. Get your body pumping. Pull up a chair in front of your computer and we will go through a series of exercises to increase your heart rate and build muscle. The program runs on April 14th, that's a Wednesday, from 10 a.m. There is a registration deadline of April 12th. Again, call the SRIS group at 919-996-2147 to register and review the Know Before You Go for virtual programs coming up later in this podcast. Virtual cooking class. This is for ages 15 and up. Join us from the comfort of your own home for a cooking class. Recipes will be easy to cook and require basic ingredients to minimize any need to go to the store. We will send the recipe in advance to ensure everyone has enough time to get all the necessary ingredients. Don't forget to send us a picture of your cooked meal. This program runs Wednesday, April 7th at 5 p.m. The registration deadline is April 1st. Virtual read and chat. This is for ages 18 and up. Join us to continue to discuss our choice of book, discuss questions, and choose the next chapter or book to read. If you have not been attending this program, don't worry. We will catch you up to speed. The program runs on Friday, April 9th at 5:30 p.m. Registration deadline is April 7th. Virtual fashion show. This is for ages 15 and up. Strut down your at-home runway while we host our first virtual fashion show. You can dress in your favorite costume, outfit, or even dress as someone else. Be prepared to clap and laugh the night away. The program runs on Friday, April 16th at 5:30 p.m. Registration deadline is April 15th. Coming in May, more virtual programs and outdoor meetup opportunities. Now, let's review the Know Before You Go for virtual programs. With our in-person programs being limited, we want to connect virtually with our participants to stay connected. Here's what you need to know. What you're going to need: internet access with a computer, smartphone, or other mobile device, basic supplies, as will be noted in a moment, a current participant information request form on file with SRIS, and you need to register in advance with the rec link. What you should expect. All virtual programs are hosted through the Microsoft Teams platform. Participants are encouraged to log in 5 to 15 minutes prior to the session starting to ensure everything is working prior to the session getting underway. There will be one instructor leading or facilitating and one monitoring the group. If a program participant needs assistance completing the activity or engaging appropriately, a parent or guardian or friend should attend to assist them. There is no cost associated with these opportunities. However, registration is required via rec link. That link is on the web at reclink.raleighnc.gov/start/start.asp. Registration will close 1 week prior to the class start date, and the additional information that will come up in a second will be emailed only to those registered. Do not share this information with others. You will receive the Teams link to join this specific program. You'll receive notice about the specific supplies needed for the program, if any, and you'll receive specific instructions to follow along with. Again, please visit RecLink at reclink.raleighnc.gov/start/start.asp or contact the office at 919-996-2147 or email sris@raleighnc.gov to make sure your email and other class account information is up to date. Attendance will be taken at each program, and any parent, guardian, or friend assisting a participant may be asked to share their name with the instructor for attendance purposes. All virtual programs are scheduled to last up to the scheduled time. Please note, programs may end earlier if there are low participation numbers. Depending upon the curriculum and purpose of the program, if only a low number of participants join the program, the facilitator or instructor may cancel the program at the last minute if they determine it's not appropriate to continue. This decision will be made on a case-by-case basis. Programs may be canceled in advance due to low registration. Now, as regards participating virtually, enter the program with your microphone muted and the camera off. Others may already be engaged in conversation. Once you are prepared to participate, turn your video on. Find a quiet space without interruptions or background noise. Have a plain background. Avoid backlight from bright windows. Have good lighting on your face so you can be seen clearly. Adjust your camera to be at around eye level if possible. Especially take note of the angle of your laptop screen if using the built-in camera. Mute your microphone when not talking. Try to avoid talking over or at the same time as other participants. You may use the raise hand feature to notify the instructor or facilitator that you would like to talk. Be aware you are on camera and don't be doing other tasks or talk with other individuals. Mute other devices such as TVs, cell phones, etc. that might be distracting. Participants are expected to be respectful to all others in the virtual program. If participants use inappropriate language or behavior during the program, the facilitator or instructor will remove them from the program, and full-time staff will follow up with a phone call to discuss further actions prior to them participating again. Now, about using the Microsoft Teams platform. You can join a Teams meeting anytime from any device, whether or not you have a Teams account. If you don't have an account, follow these four steps to join as a guest. 1. Go to the meeting invite and select Join Microsoft Teams Meeting. 2. That'll open a web page where you'll see two choices. Download the Windows app and join on the web instead. If you join on the web, you can use either Microsoft Edge or Google Chrome. Your browser may ask if it's okay for Teams to use your mic and camera. Be sure to allow it so you'll be seen and heard in the meeting. 3. Enter your name and choose your audio and video settings. If the meeting room or another device that's connected to the meeting is nearby, choose audio off to avoid disrupting. Select phone audio if you want to listen to the meeting on your mobile phone. And 4. When you're ready, hit Join Now. This will bring you into the meeting lobby. The program instructor or facilitator will receive a notification and will then admit you to the virtual program. Regarding ADA accommodation requests, participants requesting ADA accommodation to participate in virtual programs should contact Inclusion Services at 919-996-2147 or via email at sris@raleighnc.gov. Participants may disclose specific disability and/or medical information at the time of registration and/or on the required participant information request form to assist program staff in best meeting the needs of the participant. Due to operational guidelines and safety measures as related to COVID-19, Raleigh Parks may not be able to offer specific accommodations and supports to assist participants, and requests will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. Please contact Inclusion Services directly to discuss the participant's specific support needs and the available accommodation under our current operational guidelines. Now, Here is the Know Before You Go information for in-person programs. We can't wait to see our participants this fall. We will be following additional safety precautions to ensure that participants and staff in our in-person programs will have a fun, exceptional experience. The following information will help you learn more about what we're doing to maintain a healthy environment. At this time, with the exception of the Quest Adult Day program, all in-person or live programs will be held outdoors, where physical distancing can occur. Programs will be canceled if there is inclement weather. Please note these protocols may change based on Centers for Disease Control guidelines, as well as guidance from federal, state, and local public health agencies. What to bring? Participants are encouraged to bring labeled, refillable water bottles. Participants should wear appropriate clothing to participate in programs held outdoors. Participants are required to bring and wear a face mask with them each day from home for use during the program. If you don't have a face mask, one will be provided for you. Raleigh Parks will provide information on proper use, removal, and washing of face cloth coverings to staff and participants. No food may be brought into the program to share with other participants. Program food experiences or pizza parties and food sites are exceptions. Regarding program drop-off, drop-off and pickup will occur outside of the facility or at a designated meeting space for outdoor programs. Staff will sign participants in and out on the attendance sheets. A parent and or guardian may call ahead to drop off or pick up outside of designated times. Participants will be required to complete wellness screenings prior to attending and any in-person program. During the screening, you will be asked a few short questions and a temperature check will be performed on participants using a touchless thermometer. Any participant that does not clear the screening will not be allowed to participate. Screenings will, at minimum, be conducted daily at drop-off and may be conducted at additional times throughout the program. If a participant fails a screening during the program, parent or guardian will be contacted immediately for pickup. Please plan for a longer drop-off time to allow for wellness screenings. Wellness screenings will be available beginning no earlier than 15 minutes prior to the program start time. Parents or guardians or participants should remain in the vehicle until the wellness screening is completed. Participants should not be dropped off in advance and left alone at any program site. Only city staff and participants may enter city facilities or designated program space at this time. As regards program activities, participants will be assigned to a group called a household upon arrival. For SRIS programs, each household will be limited to 12 participants or less and will be assigned to a home base. Activities have been modified so that any shared equipment will be used only by one household or sanitized between household use. Group contact will be limited to no more than two households. Outside time will be scheduled as frequently as possible, weather permitting. This includes using picnic shelters or outside spaces for mealtimes and activities. We will not take field trips. This includes swimming and travel to other Raleigh Park locations. We may have specialists visit the program for outdoor sessions where social distancing can occur, or virtually within the program. Participants will not access playgrounds. This is subject to change based upon state and local guidelines. And group bathroom breaks and individual breaks will be provided. Here are some additional safety measures for SRIS in-person programs. Increased cleaning of group space, common areas, restrooms, high-touch areas like door handles and shared group equipment. In addition, enhanced facility cleaning will be done overnight. A physical distance of at least 6 feet will be maintained as much as possible. Limited shared use items, for example, program supplies. Reminders to avoid touching others, including but not limited to handshakes, fist bumps, hugs, etc. Reminders to cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. Reminders to wash hands with soap and water upon arrival and frequently while in our program. This will include after sneezing, coughing, blowing nose, or contact with any other bodily fluid, after being outside, before or after meals, and after toileting. Identified space at the site will serve as an isolation room. The purpose of this room is to remove any symptomatic staff or participant immediately from the rest of the staff and participants at the facility until they are able to leave the building. If a participant becomes symptomatic, they will be removed to the isolation room and monitored by a staff member until the parent or guardian can arrive at the site. Participants and staff will be required to complete wellness screenings prior to entry of a City of Raleigh facility. Any participant or employee that does not clear the screening will not be allowed to enter the building. Staff members and participants will wear cloth face coverings except during strenuous activity. Participants who cannot wear a mask due to disability or medical condition should request an ADA accommodation as described in the ADA accommodation request section coming up. Some eligibility requirements. In accordance with the program modifications and guidelines, the following participant and eligibility requirements are in effect for all Raleigh Parks programs and services. All individuals must be able to, 1, maintain a safe social distance of a minimum of 6 feet from Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, and other participants, members of the general public, and so on. 2, perform all aspects of personal care to include but not limited to toilet hygiene, bowel or bladder management, changing clothes, etc., independently of Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. 3, perform all aspects of eating or feeding independently of Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. 4, self-administer any routine medications or medical care needed during program participation, to include but not limited to placing medication in mouth, applying medicated patch, utilizing a rescue inhaler, checking blood glucose, testing blood or urine for ketones, etc., independently of Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. There is an exception, utilizing appropriate personal protective equipment as trained by a healthcare provider. Raleigh Park staff will assist with administration of the following medications in an emergency situation only: epinephrine injection for anaphylaxis, glucagon, Diastat, etc. If emergency situations arise routinely and or on multiple occasions, the participant may be dismissed from the program due to Raleigh Park staff and resource limitations and recurring increased exposure risks. Number 5, practice positive hygiene related to personal cleanliness, using tissues for sneezing and coughing, and hand washing, including the ability to wash hands for 20 seconds with soap and water and dry hands after washing, independently of physical assistance from Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. 6, self-manage behaviors and reactions to a variety of situations and environments that may elicit various physical and or emotional responses without the physical intervention of Raleigh Park staff or volunteers, or without physical contact with other participants. 7, maintain specific proximity to the household and or staff as designated without physical intervention of Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. 8, move safely in program environment, around facility and outdoor spaces, on varied surfaces, on or off toilet, etc., without the physical assistance of Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, or other participants. 9, communicate illness or symptoms, etc., of self or others to Raleigh Park staff. And 10, understand that Raleigh Park staff, volunteers, and other participants will wear face masks in accordance with current state and local guidelines. Eligibility requirements will be applied to all Raleigh Park's programs and services until the recommendations related to COVID-19 have been removed or reduced. If an individual registered for a program demonstrates the inability to follow the requirements noted above, they may be removed from the program upon the first incident of violation and will not be allowed to return for the duration of the program. If the participant is removed, a parent or guardian will be expected to pick up immediately. The participant will be withdrawn from the program and a full refund for the remaining program dates will be granted. As regards confidentiality, North Carolina law prohibits PRCR department staff from disclosing information that identifies an individual who has or may have a reportable communicable disease. This information is strictly confidential and is not a public record. In the event that a program participant or PRCR department staff member is diagnosed with COVID-19 or other reportable communicable disease, the PRCR department will notify the local health department or the State Department of Health and Human Services as appropriate. Further information may be disclosed only as allowed by North Carolina General Statutes, Section 130A through 143. Individuals should email Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, dot Speer, S-P-E-E-R, at RaleighNC.gov with any questions regarding the eligibility requirements. And finally, the ADA accommodation requests. Participants requesting ADA accommodations should do so at the time of registration by selecting Yes to ADA accommodations, or at any time by contacting Inclusion Services at 919-996-2147 or via email at sris@raleighnc.gov. Participants may disclose specific disability and/or medical information at the time of registration to assist program staff in best meeting the needs of the camper. Due to the operational guidelines and safety measures outlined above as related to COVID-19, Raleigh Parks may not be able to offer specific accommodations and supports to assist campers or participants in meeting the eligibility requirements. Please contact Inclusion Services directly to discuss the participants' specific support needs and the available accommodations under our current operational guidelines. You've been listening to the April 2021 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. I hope you found it useful. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call our office at 919-832-5138.